Join us over the next 5 minutes as we drive towards new developments in the Transport and Mining Ministry. On today's program, Airports Authority of Jamaica to coordinate Vernon Field development and Transport Minister begins consultations on public transportation system proposal. Stay tuned.
Motorist, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
The Airports Authority of Jamaica, AAJ, is coordinating activities for the development of the Vernon Field Aerodrome in Clarendon. The aerodrome project includes relocation of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, Air Wings training facilities to Vernon Field and the re-establishment and relocation of the existing aeronautical operations and businesses at Tinson Pen to the location. After obtaining clearance to take possession, the AAJ is ready to begin fencing and other activities of the first designated 170 acres of the property. The budget estimate for the initial activities under the project is $300 million. Minister without portfolio, in the office of the Prime Minister, Mike Henry, says the aerodrome is to be built as part of the development of Vernon Field into an aerotropolis.
Working under its mandate, the government entity for the re-establishment of the Vernon Field Aerodrome, the AAJ has determined the following strategic priorities. Determining the services and the range of activities to be immediately transferred from any area is being worked on now. Proceed with plans and approved activities for the re-establishment of the aerodrome then is a must and immediate.
Mr. Henry also says the project will be undertaken on a phased basis. The main features of the plan include rehabilitation of the concreted runway and making it ready for JDF flights originating from and returning to Upark Camp. Spaces are also to be provided for parking and buildings for the general public, airside and landside buildings, and other facilities for JDF and Tinson Pen staff and stakeholders. In addition, space is to be provided for aircraft maintenance, refueling, and other activities. Transport Minister Robert Montague on Thursday began a series of consultations on the 16-point proposals aimed at overhauling the public transportation system. The first meeting, held in Kingston, included representatives of rural stage carriages, contract carriages, hackney carriages, and route taxi associations. The consultations are an avenue to fine-tune the measures which the minister had outlined during his sectoral debate presentation on May 30, as well as for stakeholders to present their own recommendations.
The proposals we have made are not cast in stone, but we have made some proposals because I am sure that the public transportation system as it is cannot continue to operate the way it is being operated. Some of my proposals include having a GPS tracker on a public passenger vehicle that is on at all times. And that is to ensure that the transport authority knows where a taxi is at all times. So that when a taxi driver is accused of committing a crime, we at least know where the car was.
Among the 16 recommendations is the opening up of all public transportation routes. The minister argues that persons should be able to design and craft their own routes and apply for it to be registered.
You have a lot of illegal operators and a lot of illegal operators who want to be legal, but the system locked them out. Nobody is better qualified than the people in their community to know how people move. So I am saying keep the existing routes that Transport Authority have, and if a man wants to design a route, make him come design a route and register it too.
Minister Montague will be engaging with stakeholders in the transport sector over a six-month period. That's it for today's program. To get more information on the plans and activities of the Ministry of Transport and Mining, you may contact 876-754-19001 or visit their website at mtw.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.